with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty, and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated, and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Witness memories in the making as you watch future all-stars run the bases without leaving their seat. And catch imaginary line drives between bites of cotton candy. It's never been more clear. It truly is a kid's game. It's baseball. Cardinals baseball. You spend your time teaching them the ins and outs of the game, and they end up showing you why it's played. As your child watches her hero touch them all, she touches your heart. Because our happiest moments are when we see our kids truly happy. And as your little one leaves the stadium, dreaming of World Series walk-offs, you're not upset you didn't see a perfect game. Some games are better than perfect, like baseball. Cardinals baseball. Kick off your summer at Busch Stadium when the Cards host the Giants June 3rd through 5th. Get your tickets now at Cardinals.com. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tradition meets today.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend, John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Pool owners, never have an algae problem again. Clearpool USA has an eco-friendly, non-chemical mineral algicide cylinder you just drop in your pump basket. It will eliminate the need for shock, chemical algicides, and clarifiers while reducing your chlorine costs up to 75%. Clearpool USA also has a water purification system with NASA technology that kills algae and harmful bacteria for municipal pools, aquatic centers, water parks, and industrial applications. Go to clearpoolusa.com or call 618-698-3333. That's clearpoolusa.com.
Hey, think fast.
Hey, what's this?
The solution for your pain.
Lidacare pain patch?
Yep, the only non-water-based patch on the market blocks pain for up to 8 hours.
So it gives me 8 hours of pain relief and stays dry?
That's right. It's patent-pending technology, so it really is one of a kind.
It says here it's odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light.
The Lidacare pain patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
It's never too early to start planning for your child's higher education. Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan, is working toward your child's future. To learn more, visit most529plan.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air. Oh, we're full of chit. And we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
the trunk stretching exercise to strengthen the nut muscles.
I do those.
You have to.
Mine are really strong.
Use it or lose it.
That's right. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 24th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by a brand new advertiser. I shy away from things medical. dental. I've been going to the same dentist for 43 years, so I know what I'm talking about. And if it hadn't been for the fact that I know one of the principal partners in MD Health and Wellness, I probably wouldn't have taken a good hard look at him, but I did, and I'm happy to welcome him to the show. MD Health and Wellness. We're going to talk about things like testosterone, which you've never talked about before. So, hang on, and we'll see if maybe you'll want to make an appointment and have them check your level. We'll talk about that and other things. First, a round of introductions. Eon, the peon at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, it would be a good time to call Mark and Jason, and they can explore all of your options.
What do you think would be the best time to
right
call
now?
Them? All right.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
I'd like to introduce Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
Hang on, Rat Boy's trying to get my attention. You don't have low what?
Cheese.
No, we're talking about low cheese. Low tea.
You'll never have low
testosterone.
Cheese.
No, your cheese level is fine, Rat Boy. In fact, it's high. It's a little high. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limperest and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Please, be seated. Welcome, a brand new sponsor, MD Health and Wellness on St. Charles Rock Road. I know one of the partners here and have known him for about 30 years, so I was willing to listen when they wanted to talk to me about talking to you. And let me start by saying I am not a doctor, and I could never sit here and tell you, ladies or gentlemen, what you need. I can't prescribe anything for you. I don't know you. I don't know your medical history. I don't know your age. I don't know your weight. I haven't drawn blood from you and couldn't if I wanted to because I'm not qualified to do that. But we're going to talk first about testosterone. And I got to tell you something. I was grown before I knew that women had testosterone. Does that make me?
No.
I don't think most guys realize.
I don't know if I
realize,
necessarily knew or not.
I know estrogen, but yeah. I didn't really know. Women need testosterone, too. They do. If a woman didn't have any testosterone, she'd have no sex drive. Oh, you know what? That would explain. No, I can't say that. My wife would get mad.
Boy.
So here's the deal. MD Health and Wellness. Let's start with this. Let's start with some of the ways you might know you have low testosterone. First of all, age. All right. When you hit about 40, usually for men, your body produces less testosterone. Testosterone is very, very important for a particular quality of life. Now, if you never want to, you know, get a boner again, you never want to have any energy again, and you don't care about losing weight, then don't get your testosterone level increased. Just stick with that low level you have. And for some men, the levels decline slowly. For many, it's more rapid or more severe. And I didn't know this, but it's true. Testosterone decreases for all men, naturally, when they get older. But men who have fathered children have much greater declines in testosterone.
Really?
Yeah, more than double that of men who've never had children. The most male of all hormones, testosterone, kind of takes a dive after a man becomes a parent. And the more he gets involved in caring for his children, the lower his testosterone drops. And that's out of an article in the New York Times from 2012. Now, what are the problems with having low testosterone? Fatigue, anxiety, depression, weakness, not as strong as you used to be, weight gain, ED, you hear a lot about that. Lack of interest in sex. Can you imagine? No. Lack of self-esteem, decreased endurance, lack of motivation, confused thinking. Not all of those affect everybody, but they all can, and many of those things do affect most people who have low testosterone. So here's what I'd like for you to consider, and then we'll get later into talking about weight loss, which they can also help you with at MD Health and Wellness. I would like for you to think about this, gentlemen. And ladies, yes, they do bioidentical hormone replacement for women. But they will draw blood, and they will check your testosterone level at no charge. It won't cost you. That's like a $300 deal when they draw blood and send it to the lab. You go in there, and they'll have a free consultation with you. They'll draw blood, and they'll see what your testosterone level is. Now, let's talk about money for a second, because I know everybody went, how much it cost? There are situations and conditions and circumstances where insurance will cover testosterone treatment. But then there are situations where it won't. So you have to decide, and you talk to them, and they'll discuss with you, and they can make all this real easy. They have payment plans, but you have to decide what's important to you. Like, what kind of quality of life do you want? That's really what this is all about. So I'm going to invite you. They're on St. Charles Rock Road. And by the way, their information is all on their website, and their website is on my website. You know, it's mdhealthwellness.com. But I don't expect you to remember that for a while. So if you make an appointment, you'll go in. They will check at no charge your testosterone level. And then they'll have a discussion with you. They'll tell you what number you have. Is it high? Is it low? Is it average? If it's low, which is average for guys over certainly over 40 and over 50, then they'll tell you what your options are. I'm not here to do that. I'm not here to tell you to do anything. I'm just telling you they're there, they are sponsoring this show, and I couldn't be happier that they are. All I'm asking you to do is let them, at no charge, check your testosterone level and tell you the options. The rest is up to you. We welcome them to the show. They got a great weight loss program, too. We'll talk about that. In fact, I'm going in tomorrow morning. I have an appointment to get started on that because goodness knows I could lose a few pounds. MD Health and Wellness, St. Charles Rock Road. Website is mdhealthwellness.com, but as is the case with every advertiser I have, if you go to frankopinion.com, pull down the menu, click sponsors. They've already been put up. Thank you, Bill Cleveland, who takes care of that for me. They're already there. Click the link to their site and read some of what, or all of what, MD Health and Wellness can do for you. We welcome them to the show. Glad to have them on board. I said this earlier, and I'll repeat it. I like what I've heard from the new Ferguson police chief, and I should have his name, and I don't. I had it, and I misplaced it. But, Chief, good luck to you. What a job that's got to be. Watched a couple of women this morning on a TV news network. If you notice, even CNN now, Fox News started with all the hot chicks doing the news, and now CNN's bringing in some smoking hot women because they need to catch up in the ratings, which I don't think they ever will. But I saw two women on the screen at the same time, split screen. They both had the same hairdo, but one was parted on the left and one on the right. Same hairdo, and I got to thinking about something. When I had hair a long time ago, I parted my hair on my left. Now, how is it determined, and at what point in your life do you determine which side your part is on?
I don't know.
Why do you change it, or can you change it?
Doesn't your hair naturally fall one side?
I think it does. I think it naturally...
Depending on like...
It parts itself.
And sometimes, and I had to part mine on...
I've never seen you
with a part.
I don't think my hair does part.
Now, I've seen guys who part their hair down the middle. Yeah, that alfalfa kind of looking thing.
I had my hair parted down the middle when I had really long hair. And then I also had it on the side, I think on my right side, because my... But my hair, I have cowlicks in my...
Yeah, so do I.
So, you have what?
Cowlicks.
Cowlick. It's a cowlick. A cow licked your hair.
Yeah.
And what used to be considered, oh my goodness, and your mom would even spit on her
hair. Oh, yeah.
And put your hair so it would lay down. Now that's the look. Your whole head is a big cowlick.
Yeah.
Your hair sticking up and spiking up. But I just, when I saw that same hairdo, two different parts, I'm not kidding. I can feel what it was like to stand in front of the mirror in high school and pull out my comb and part my hair just to make sure it was all in place. You kind of check yourself out before you go to the next class.
And guys would have that. Every guy had that. I don't know if it's the Ward Cleaver look or what the heck, where it was you would part your hair and then try and you'd have that little swoop in the front and
it
then
goes back.
Yeah, and use Vitalis on it or something.
I listened to Killing Reagan, the audio of the book, and it talks about in there how his hair was black. He didn't dye it, and it didn't turn gray till he was very, very old and had Alzheimer's disease. He used Brill Cream. That's all he used was Brill Cream on his hair. And there was a time when every guy used VO5 or Brill Cream or Vitalis.
Yeah.
They did. You used one of those, either that smelly alcohol stuff, Vitalis was all alcohol, or Brill Cream, a little dab will do you.
Yeah.
So I just, for some reason, that's the first time I've thought about parting my hair. And I remember how I did it. My hair would be wet, and I'd take the comb from back to front and kind of draw the part, and then pull it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does hair like that. Well, I take that back.
Some
hipsters that kind of adopt to some old.
How about Sports Authority going out of, not just closing a few stores, they're closing all their stores.
Really?
That's kind of a surprise. 463 stores. You know what's killing them? This ordering online. It's killing these stores.
Yeah.
I did it yesterday. I can't wait till tomorrow. I get 36 123 size batteries shipped to me tomorrow. I'm excited. Those are the batteries you put in the best of the best flashlights, and I've got a bunch of those flashlights, and, man, I go through some batteries.
Did you do it through Amazon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, here's a reason to never go see Demi Lovato or Nick Jones, these two losers.
Jonas.
Sorry, what did I say? Jones?
Yeah.
Nick Jonas. They canceled their tour date in North Carolina to protest the fact that North Carolina said, screw this whole transgender thing. We're not letting guys go into the men's room. I say good for North Carolina, and screw Demi Lovato and Nick Jonas. We don't need to see your concerts.
I don't understand artists that do that.
Because, I don't either.
Because all they do is punish their fans. Their fans didn't have anything.
The people who live in North Carolina had nothing, you're right, to do with this.
So Dave Matthews Band, which will be here Sunday, they are playing in North Carolina and said that they will just put together something and raise money
for
equality and stuff.
See, if I were famous, I'd find a state like North Carolina. I would do a concert there. I hadn't even planned on doing.
Yeah.
I'd book a tour to go, part of the tour to go there. Folks, the Blues lost last night, and we know why.
Yep.
Yesterday before the show, I'm not making this up, in the hallway, right out in the hall, 3 minutes before we went on there, I said, Dan, we have to do our St. Louis Blues
thing.
Because we did it last week. He was on the harmonica. I played my nose, and they won. I said before the show, let's do it, and we forgot to do it.
Yep.
And look what happened. So
I
say right now, Give me a note. Let me explain to people who don't know. I nostrilate. Yeah. I play my nostrils.
Yeah.
Few people can do this. Give me a note now. Just single note. I think we got it.
Okay.
Pion, count us down.
All right.
Two.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Wow. Yeah.
Watch what happens now tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to play it again tomorrow.
We are going to play it tomorrow. Double up.
Okay.
Double down or whatever. And our apologies to St. Louis Blues. It's my fault and Dan's fault that you lost.
We're sorry.
I don't care what you said in the after-game interviews. It was not. You know what would be great? If we'd been watching TV and after the game, back in the locker room, they said, well, you know, if Dan and Frank had played the thing, we would have won. Man, that would have been a shocker. Bill Cosby is going to trial. And I didn't read this till today. I hadn't read this. You knew there was a deposition back in 2005 or whatever where he said in the deposition that he used pills to get women knocked out. And he cut a deal with this woman, Andrea Constand, the one who's suing him. They cut a deal. He paid her off. So I don't understand exactly how she can come back and go after him. And now she's gotten to the point where he's going to have to go to trial. That's the whole reason of settling with somebody.
Yeah, I know. Paying somebody
I don't understand how that worked. But here's something I hadn't read before. In his deposition, Cosby told the police in 2005 that he had petting sessions with Miss Constand and at least once even stopped kissing her breast when she asked him to. Well, that sounds like a gentleman.
Oh, hey, yeah.
This is contradictory to the rapist side of Cosby.
Yeah.
Stop kissing my breast. Okay.
All right.
Wait, what was that? Was that Bill Cosby? I'll be Andrea Constan. Yeah. You be Bill Cosby.
Okay.
Bill, stop kissing my breast.
Okay.
That's John Carney.
What? That's what I thought it was the first time.
That's the worst Bill Cosby I've ever had.
All right, I'll stop as well.
He also told the police that she never said no. Now, this is Cosby. These are his words. As he put his hand down her pants and fondled her on the night in question in 2004, that she never said no. And by the way, if they really get him on this, he's going to prison. He'd go to prison for 10 years. Wouldn't that be a story? Bill Cosby goes to prison.
Wasn't there a quote, too, where he told her he was going to give her Quaaludes, but then said why he doesn't himself take Quaaludes?
Yeah,
it said
that.
Something like... they gave him heartburn or something. His excuse was really...
Oh, here it is right here. I gave her pills that made her dizzy. No, I thought I don't have the... And it left her leg, she says, feeling like jelly. She says, I told him, I can't even talk. Mr. Cosby, I can't even talk. She realized she was under the influence of something. And then the last thing she remembers is his body was next to hers, and then she was out. Now... One of the things going to work in his favor is she didn't report this till a year later to the police. But I actually understand that. I understand women who are afraid, especially with a big famous guy.
Oh, he said he... Why didn't... This was the question. Why didn't you ever take them yourself? I get sleepy. Well, isn't that what the drug does?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, how would you know if you never took them? He goes, Quaaludes happen to be a depressant. I have had surgery, and while being given pills that block the nervous system... In particular, the areas of the muscle, the back, that I found that I get sleepy and
block
I want to stay awake.
The areolas.
Areas.
Oh. Well, we'll see. This is going to play. It's going to be very, very interesting. We'll see if Mr. Cosby goes to prison. What a story. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
You know how I get them to do that? Quaaludes.
Yeah.
Oh, well. They don't seem sleepy.
It works. Dedicate this joke to Dan Strauss. Something came up earlier. Jeffrey was in here, and something was mentioned about no arms. And I know what you think. Oh, that's not funny. No, it's not, but the joke is. So here's the joke. The guy was very, very, very depressed, and he lost his job this particular morning. Came home to tell his wife he lost his job, and there's a note. She's gone. She's left him. The same morning, he loses his job. He goes to get in his car. It won't start. Everything's going wrong. Finally, he gets it started. He goes, I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to drive it to the bridge and jump off and kill myself. And he also has found out his house is foreclosed on. I mean, well, what else? So he drives to the bridge. He gets out, and he stands out on that outer edge, on the outside of the bridge, just a little, barely a place to stand. He's way up high, and he looks at the rushing river water, contemplating... How to do this. 3, 2, 1, ready, set, go. And he looks over on the bank below the bridge, and he sees an unusual sight. It's a little man with no arms, just dancing like he's never seen anybody dance. This little man with no arms would kick up real high, and then he'd squat down and kind of do a break dance thing. He'd jump back up. He'd twirl. Then he'd kick again. Mesmerizing, unbelievable. He stands there and he just keeps watching this little man dancing and squatting and jumping and turning. And all of a sudden he thinks to himself, what a loser I am. Here I am thinking about killing myself. And look down there at that little man with no arms. He's got no arms, yet he's still dancing. Dancing like I've never seen. He's like a whirling top. He's like a combination, Michael Jackson, every great break dancer you've ever seen, every great flatly Lord of the Dance. It's all in the moves of this little man. Shame on me. So he climbs down and he walks down to the part of the bank, and there's that little man still dancing with no arms. And the man walks up to him and says, excuse me, little man, but thank you. The little man's still dancing. He goes, for what? He goes, little man, you saved my life. And the little man, still dancing, still twirling, still dipping, still jumping, says, how's that? He says, I was up on that bridge a while ago. I was ready to kill myself. But then I looked down and saw you, a little man with no arms. And what are you doing? You're dancing.
You don't even have any arms. You're dancing like crazy. I've never seen anything like it. The little man looks at him and says, I wasn't dancing. I wasn't dancing at all. My butt itches and I can't scratch it.
All right, let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we're still running pretty slow on westbound 370 between Highway 270 and the Earth City Expressway. Also on westbound 364, you're slowing west of Bennington Place, and that goes all the way up through the Veterans Bridge. Westbound 70, a little bit slow past Jennings Station Road. You're going to find it heavy again, 270 out through 5th Street. Southbound 270, stop and go from Page through the Clayton Road overpass. Southbound 55 is at Lawborough through Rivas Barracks. And it looks like westbound 44, a bit heavy now between Grand and Hampton. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Happy Memorial Day weekend. As you fire up the barbecue and enjoy your time off, just remember those Americans who sacrificed for us on the front lines defending our way of life. The United States military. To all members of the armed forces, past and present, and their families, we honor your service and we say thank you. And have a good and safe Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, did you know that fatigue driving can impair the human brain as much as alcohol can? Nearly 168 million people said they've driven a vehicle while feeling drowsy. If you've experienced difficulty focusing, heavy eyelids, or yawning, you need new Go Drive with Energy. With over 100,000 driver fatigue crashes per year, don't take any chances. New Go Drive with Energy triple action formula helps keep drivers alert with sustained energy and awareness. But Go Drive with Energy is not just for driving. Go Drive with Energy provides energy for up to 8 hours using a proprietary blend, including clinically proven ingredients to help manage stress, anxiety, and keeps you focused. There's nothing else like it. Don't let stress and fatigue affect your life anymore. Get Go Drive with Energy today. Available at a select grocer near you. For more information, log on to GoDriveWithEnergy.com. That's GoDriveWithEnergy.com.
Attention. Soma Biotics is currently seeking participants who are suffering from heartburn or acid reflux. If you periodically experience any of the following symptoms, you're eligible to receive a free trial of the new breakthrough, Soma Biotics. To be eligible, your symptoms may include heartburn, acid reflux, indigestion, bloated belly, frequent burping, excessive gas, abdominal discomfort. Soma Biotics is scientifically designed with natural ingredients to combat heartburn and acid reflux the healthy and natural way. Plus, it helps flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of waste from your body. To participate in this Soma Biotics trial, call 1-800-700-4915. Again, if you're experiencing periodic symptoms of heartburn or acid reflux, you are eligible to participate and get a free trial of Soma Biotics. This is a radio-only offer. For your free trial, call now for details. 1-800-700-4915. That's 1-800-700-4915. 1-800-700-4915.
Here's a word from Suburban Leisure Center. Save big. Well, that's actually two words, but the point is, you can save 15 to 40% on complete patio furniture sets at Suburban Leisure Center. Finally, you can easily afford to replace that old, rickety, weathered patio furniture by taking advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas, at 15 to 40% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online. What are you waiting for? The 15 to 40% off complete patio furniture sale is for a limited time only. Bottom line, save big. There are those two words again. At Suburban Leisure Center, on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Get better merchandise at better prices at Suburban. Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-500-0983. That's 1-800-500-0983. 1-800-500-0983.
Are you struggling right now to lose weight? Well, now you can drop those extra pounds for free. That's right, free. With Beachbody On Demand, a breakthrough new service that lets you stream hundreds of the world's best-selling fitness programs right to your computer or even your smartphone. And Beachbody is letting the first 3 million people sign up for free. Just text ACT to 313131. That's ACT to 313131. And you can get ripped doing P90X. Get crazy results with Insanity. Or lift your booty with Brazil Butt Lift. You can even try the 21-Day Fix, Body Beast, or Pio and lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds, even 25 pounds without spending a nickel. Just text ACT to 313131. That's ACT to 313131. Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Baseball season is here. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their fire-breathing charcoal grill.
Steer-right!
Broilmaster grills smoke the competition with a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer or see over 25 different grills on display at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. This quest is bigger than any one of us. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on Rio Grande Valley FC on Sunday, May 29th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline, 800-708-4718. That's 800-708-4718 for free information. 800-708-4718.
There may be one thing that's standing between you and retirement, but it's probably not what you think it is. Find out the answer on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Yes, it is. It is the fruit of the vine. Out in Southern California waits a man named Mike Evans, but he won't wait long, only long enough for us to tell you that he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I'm going to tell you, I had a BLT there Friday, folks. It's the best BLT maybe I've ever had. I've never been to Crown Candy Kitchen. I don't want to tell you, you know, but I'm going to tell you something. I can't even imagine a better BLT than Annie Gunn's. Of course, Annie Gunn's is... People that go there generally don't go for a BLT for lunch. You got to go to dinner, too. And then you got to go next door and check out the Smokehouse Market. And remember that gift cards are always a great idea. They're on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. And now from the Coachella Valley, from valley to valley, here's Mike Evans. How are you?
Doing great today.
Doing just fine. Want to send a shout out to my home skillet, Rick Mayo, listening in San Francisco, California.
Now, you sent me a text a while ago and said you were listening. You never listen to this show.
I never listen. In fact, I told Dan, in the 20 years we've been on together, I don't think I've listened more than 5 minutes.
Well, thanks a lot.
Well,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I got important things to do. I got to change the air in my tires, my car.
Golf.
We listen to you every day.
You bet.
Well, I listen to you every day when I'm on.
Seriously, you ought to, at the beginning of the 5 o'clock hour, you should just listen, and then you'll know what we've been talking about.
I know he told some other jokes. I love the not my mother.
Oh, but no, not my mom.
Today was dirty. No.
Yeah, really.
Today was jokes almost so dirty we can't tell.
I know, close. Did I say hello to my friend Rick Mayo?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Pac was question, named the name of the Oscar winner who does not own a television.
Ooh.
Hates him, Angelina Jolie. Yeah. Diane Keaton?
Mm.
Meryl Streep?
Mm.
Jodie Foster?
Mm. Yeah.
No, Jodie Foster, come on.
Hey, on my morning shows, I said, big prediction, Bill Cosby, who will be in court today, is in deep, sheep dip. Stay tuned. And I'll give you a prediction. This is on my report tomorrow morning I just wrote. I told you yesterday about Bill Cosby being in deep sheep dip when he went to court yesterday, and the sheep dip turned into bullshoy when a judge ordered he stands trial for sexual assault, and more charges are coming. Prediction. Bill Cosby will be found guilty of several charges and will die in jail. That's my prediction. Hey, he's 81 years old. He'd get 10 years just on this one charge alone, and he's not in good health. You do the math. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dan. Odds and ends, Jennifer Lawrence is taking this women getting equal pay to a whole new level. She has called meetings with the Hollywood studio executives, major union bosses, may even speak in front of Congress. She's making a difference. Next Broadway play to be on live television is coming this fall is the Tony's nominated play, most Tony's of any play, Hamilton. I'd like to see that. I hear it's really good.
I'm almost sick of it already.
Oh, you haven't even seen it.
And I haven't even seen it.
You haven't even seen it.
I know.
I can. Nothing like being judgmental before you even see anything.
Oh, that's what I do best.
You know what? I'm going to take a wine to that. And let me warn you something. I've been celebrating my friend Rick Mayo. I've had a couple of glasses of wine.
Well, there's a surprise.
Glenn Campbell's kids have won a victory. Glenn's wife tried to keep his kids from seeing their dad in his dying days. She's not even the biological mom.
Yeah, what's that about?
But the new law has been placed in as law, so the kids are going to see him now. Too bad it was too late for Casey Kasem. I got another prediction for you. ETV's upcoming reality show, Mariah's World, which follows Mariah Carey everywhere. They shot 6 episodes. Her ego being a spoiled diva brat, I can't imagine the show making it or even getting through 6 episodes.
I don't know how people relate to the lifestyle of these people anyway. They live a different life, completely different than we do, and I don't care to see what she does.
I agree. Lindsay Lohan has taken a year off. Lindsay Lohan. Thank you. Has taken a year off to get her act together. She's moved into a secret location. She has changed her phone numbers, her email addresses, and nobody has them but her manager. I hope that's good. Usually she's always on the last stool at the bar at closing, but good for her. Great New York Post headline. You know I love them. Blah, 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 a picture of the story about a manager in Brooklyn, a Brooklyn restaurant manager charged with grand larceny, looking at 30 years for stealing millions of dollars, mainly salaries and savings of the employees at the restaurant.
Oh, boy.
New York Post headline screams, justice is served.
Oh, I get it.
Like that?
Restaurant dinner here. Justice is served.
Date in history, May 24th, 1852. Every lady listening, take a firm grip of your steering wheel. May 24th, 1982, date in history. Biggest baby is born naturally. No C-section here. Natural born birth.
Ugh.
A boy. 22 pounds and 8 ounces.
Wow.
Hey, my turkey for Thanksgiving wasn't that big. You know what I'm saying?
Hot dog down
the
hallway.
That's going to leave a mark. I'm just saying, that's probably going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
Mm. Priscilla Presley.
Mm-hmm. Nah, not anymore.
71, no. Bob Dylan.
Oh.
75. And finally on my part of this podcast.
I called Bob Dylan this morning to wish him happy birthday.
He recorded it.
Well, I did. He appreciated it. Here, I'll play it back for you. You'll hear me speak first. Bob, I just want to wish you a happy birthday, Bob.
Oh, thanks so much. Happy birthday to me.
Wow.
The great Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that's
They say he's great.
I don't know what it is, but it's something.
That's fine.
Name the name of the Oscar winner who doesn't own a TV. Angelina Jolie, Meryl Streep, Diane Cannon, Jodie Foster.
Now, you said Diane Keaton at first.
Yeah.
Now it's Diane Cannon?
Diane Keaton.
Keaton. Now it's Keaton again. Okay.
It could be any of them. Oh, man. I'll go Jodie Foster.
Jolie.
I'll go Keaton because I think she's weird.
The answer is Angelina Jolie.
No!
I'm not giving a lot of taking my beating on where on to kill don't let my beating on the let my mama come out.
That's right. He does drink. Kids, that's what happens when you drink. You sound like that. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. East end of everything, Chesterfield Valley. Don't forget about gift cards. They sell thousands of them. And for good reason. People love to get gift cards from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. American Equity Mortgage. In a perfect world, every advertiser would stay with us for 24 and a half years. That's unbelievable. That's how long American Equity has been part of this show. How can we thank them? You can thank them by calling them or contacting them next time you need a mortgage. Or if you are a homeowner, whether your home is paid for or you still have one, you're still a homeowner and you have equity in that house. So you need money. Let's say you decided, you know what, they're right about this credit card minimum payments. This is stupid. I want to stop making these minimum payments and get out from under this credit card debt. They can help you do that. And there's a world of difference when you do. My goodness, now you're paying teeny tiny interest because rates are still low, and that debt is wiped out and transferred over into something more sensible. Well, let's say that you've had an expense come up. You didn't expect it. A medical bill, something wasn't covered by insurance, tuition, whatever. That's called a home equity loan, and they'd be happy to help you with that, too, because you're a homeowner, and you have equity, and that's a special borrowing power that you have. Utilize it. Take advantage of it. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, for the most part, things are getting better, but the heaviest traffic is coming in for baseball, and that's on eastbound 40, 141 through Mason, and then from 270 all the way in through Big Bend. Southbound 170, stop and go Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 44, still a little bit slow from Grand through Hampton. Westbound 70 from Highway 270 out through Highway 94. And 270 is just a few little slow pockets now from Olive down through the Clayton Road overpass. And this report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Put some smarts in your car, plug in Hum by Verizon, and get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Here's a question only you can answer. What do you think about us? Let us know, and you could win St. Louis FC soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets. Just go to KTRS.com and click on Enter to Win and take our listener survey. You'll be able to tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad, and possibly win St. Louis soccer, Mizzou football, or Six Flags tickets just for doing so. You listen to us, and we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Eureka, Webster Groves, Old Fallon, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
You know what to do. The station's asking you to go online and tell them how you like them. You know what to do. Say, I hate everything except Frank Opinion. Have a great, what is this?
Tuesday.
Right? I'm going to have now talk over the Randy Newman. I don't like to do that. But now, why not? I already messed it up. So have a great Tuesday evening, everyone.
Miles and miles. rise from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said, boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
He's armed, he's considered dangerous, and he's used violence not only today but in the past as well.
A man accused of killing his 8-month-old child is now on the run.
Tonight, the all-out search to bring him in.
More of an unsettled sky working into the evening around the St. Louis area, watching some showers and thunderstorms, but they're struggling as we head into the night.
Tonight, a new tool in finding the lost. And in cases where someone has Alzheimer's or is on the autism spectrum, it can be the difference between life and death.
One last walkthrough here at the old Crestwood Mall will show you the groundbreaking and how crews started to tear this building down.
Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
Two children who were the subject of a Sarah Alert have been